This is an audio summary for your AIL 80101 course. The reading is Natural Language Processing, Chapter 5 of Artificial Intelligence for Business, written by Rajendra Akarkar and published in 2019. Since the chapter predates the large language model era, this summary focuses on the ideas that still hold up in 2026 and flags where the technology has moved on. Here is the summary. Akarkar's starting point is why language is hard for machines. Human communication works because both speakers carry large, similar mental structures, a shared context that lets us compress meaning into very short messages. Understanding language, therefore, requires far more than parsing sentences and looking up words. It demands background knowledge about the domain, familiarity with its idioms, and the ability to resolve the omissions and ambiguities that are normal in human speech. He names the two core difficulties: ambiguity, and the sheer complexity of semantic information packed into even simple sentences. That diagnosis remains exactly right in 2026. What has changed is the solution. Akarkar's framing assumed we would engineer contextual knowledge and inference into systems. Instead, large language models absorbed that background knowledge statistically by training on enormous text corpora. The problem he described was real. The answer arrived from a direction the chapter does not anticipate. The chapter then presents the classical NLP pipeline in four stages. First, morphological processing breaks input into tokens, words, subwords, and punctuation, and recognizes how base words are modified by prefixes and suffixes. Second, syntax analysis, or parsing, checks that a sentence is well-formed and maps the grammatical relationships between words using a lexicon and a grammar. Third, semantic analysis attaches literal meaning to isolated sentences. Fourth, pragmatic analysis interprets that meaning in context, figuring out, in his example, that the large cat refers to Felix specifically. Akarkar is careful to note that real language does not divide neatly into these strata, but the separation is useful for teaching and for system architecture. How should you hear this in 2026? As a conceptual model, it is still a clean way to explain what understanding language involves. As an engineering blueprint, it is obsolete. Modern transformer models do not run separate morphological, syntactic, semantic, and pragmatic modules. They learn all of it jointly, end to end. Only tokenization survives as an explicit step, and even that now uses subword schemes like byte pair encoding rather than dictionary lookups. If you are building a text system today, you would call a foundation model, not assemble this pipeline. Next, the chapter catalogs higher-level NLP capabilities: content categorization, topic discovery, contextual extraction of structured information from text, sentiment analysis, speech-to-text and text-to-speech, document summarization, and machine translation. This list has aged remarkably well as a map of business tasks. Every one of them is still a real workload in 2026. The difference is that in 2019, each task needed its own specialized model and training data. Today, a single general-purpose language model handles all of them through prompting, and dedicated tools exist mostly for high-volume, cost-sensitive cases. For your infrastructure decision matrix this week, that consolidation matters. One model endpoint replacing seven specialized systems changes how you size, price, and govern the stack. Akarkar then surveys business use cases, and these are the most durable part of the chapter. In customer service, chatbots answer routine help desk questions and route callers to the right agent. He predicted NLP would evolve from returning search results to delivering direct answers, which is precisely what conversational AI did. In finance, text analytics powers compliance and fraud prevention, reading emails and messages alongside structured trade data to infer intent behind transactions. And anti-money laundering systems match transliterated names. His example is Rajendra appearing as Rajender or Raj against government watchlists. In insurance, companies mine call center notes, claims, and adjuster text to gauge customer satisfaction and find problem areas. In marketing, reputation monitoring scans the public web for brand mentions. Each of these is a bigger business in 2026 than when he wrote, now built on transformer models and, increasingly, on agentic workflows that act on what they read. The chapter gives sentiment analysis extended treatment. Akerkar decomposes an opinion into five elements: the object being discussed, its attributes, the opinion holder, the polarity, positive, negative, or neutral, and the strength of the opinion. His warning is that keyword-level processing fails because it captures words rather than the full context. That five-element decomposition is still a genuinely useful analytical frame, and his criticism of keyword matching was vindicated. Modern models read context natively, which is why sentiment accuracy jumped. What has changed is that you would no longer buy a standalone sentiment engine. Sentiment is now one prompt away in any foundation model, and the harder 2026 questions are about aspect-level sentiment at scale and about analyzing voice and video, not just text. He also lists the NLP tasks underneath these applications: named entity recognition, coreference resolution, working out what it refers to, relation detection, event extraction, and word sense disambiguation, which he calls one of the main open problems in NLP. Worth knowing for 2026, those task names still appear in vendor documentation and research, but most are no longer open problems. Large models handle coreference and disambiguation implicitly. Ontologies, the structured domain knowledge he recommends for pharma compliance, have a modern descendant in knowledge graphs and in retrieval augmented generation, where an external knowledge store grounds the model's answers. The chapter closes by arguing for integrated, flexible analytics technology rather than narrow point solutions, so you can ask new questions of the same data, combine structured and unstructured analysis, and deploy results into alerts and workflows. Strip away the 2019 vendor vocabulary, and this is still sound advice. Avoid single-purpose black boxes and prefer platforms that let you reframe questions as the business changes. In 2026, that argument lands on whether you standardize on a general-purpose model platform with your own data pipelines around it, rather than accumulating disconnected AI point products. So what should you keep? Three things. First, Akerkar's diagnosis of why language is hard, ambiguity plus the need for background context, is timeless and explains both why old NLP plateaued and why LLMs occasionally fail. Second, his catalog of business applications, service, compliance, insurance, reputation, remains an accurate map of where language AI earns money. Third, his five-element model of sentiment is a handy checklist for any text analytics requirement. What should you replace? The four-stage pipeline as an engineering design, specialized per-task models, and keyword-driven approaches, all superseded by transformer-based foundation models, retrieval-augmented generation, and prompt-driven task definition. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.